this is Reed Millard with the Wiener Nationals, and you're on the road with Dave with WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. And when it comes to summer and racing all around the country, and of course, we're at some of the biggest races, whether it's the Daytona 500 or the Indy 500, but just up in Wisconsin at the Slinger Nationals with one of the most prominent super late model races in the country. And some of those biggest stars and those kind of races are happening all across the country as America's connection with motorsports is loud and proud and in full effect. Excited to have on the line one of the guys who's a legend down in the Missouri area, and one of those guys that doesn't just do it on the track but also takes it that next level and creates opportunities for racers and certainly for fans as well. It is the one and only Reed Millard. Reed, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks, Dane. Look forward to this big interview we're having today.
Oh, it's a regular size interview, Reed. But I guess any interview that Reed Millard is on is big because you don't do anything small, making no small plans, because not only are you in and around and have your hand on the pulse of the racing community, but also you are creating events with some iconic brands, right, that are known throughout the world and bringing not only great racing and fun, but also for a higher purpose with the Wiener Nationals.
Yeah, the Wiener Nationals is this was a really successful event. Every Wiener National will have a charity tied to it so that we can help somebody or a group or whatever out. And the iconic thing about it, we use one of the most iconic vehicles in America, the Wienermobile, Oscar Mayer's Wienermobile.
We were talking with some of the producers as we were putting things together offline, and the first question was, and of course the Wienermobile is fun, right? And that's all over the country and people know it. They see it. They know that it's fun and it's Oscar Mayer and it's hot dogs and all that kind of stuff. But they were wondering about maybe the speed capabilities of the Wienermobile. You have tested it. Is it fast?
Hey, the Wienermobile, remember, it goes down the highway 70 miles an hour.
That's right. I guess it's got to be pretty fast. It's not just a prop. They don't just tow it around, right? They have that. Before we get into the race, and it is coming up, and we'll talk all about it, sort of the drivers involved and some of the great fun for fans, but people wanted to know you, and we always do that. We'll highlight it. Like, what was the spark for you, the passion, the connection for racing?
Well, I grew up around racing back in Ohio, Pittsburgh Motor Speedway, and Tyler, West Virginia, and a lot of really good old dirt tracks throughout Ohio, West Virginia, Pennsylvania. From a little kid, and I don't think you could do this today, but I'd be 10 years old sitting at Chase Lounge with another kid going 100 miles to a location for a race in the back of the truck during the summertime, getting home at 3 o'clock in the morning at 10 years old in the back of the truck, you know, with the car behind you. So I kind of grew up around it.
A little bit of danger built into it, certainly stuff on the roadways. A lot of people, I know for me certainly, you can never forget that first time when you get to see racing and motorsports in person. For the fans who have not done that, we talk a lot about it here on the station in the show, and it's a great job as television does. There isn't a substitute for being there in person for racing with the sights and the sounds and the smells. When it comes to racing and people, you know, whether it's a fan, you take it that next step, you become a driver, you take it that next step, a race team, very few people actually get to the point where they have their own track. We were talking yesterday about it. That's kind of like the coolest business card you can have, right, is racetrack owner. Talk a little bit about that with, I think it's Randolph County Raceway, right? How did that happen?
Well, last year we had the Wiener Nationals. It proved to be a very successful event, and our business model is a little different than a lot of tracks. We have a huge concert stage right on the front straightaway inside the pit, facing towards the grandstands. So anytime something happens major out on the track, we throw somebody or something up on the concert stage. And that proved to be really a good thing, because if you go on the races and they're prepping the track, you just get bored with the grader out there for 30, 40 minutes grading it. So it's been a lot of fun. Our track is high bank, half mile. It's based after the track in Eldora. And so, yeah, I think the track we have is really special.
Well, you know, when you can be sort of that ambassador for entertainment, racing is one of those things that has amazing moments. But you're right, you know, whether it's yellow flags or rain delays or even just space between races, there can be a little bit of downtime. And the best tracks and best racing experience bring in a little bit of showtime with that. So that's cool that you're doing that for the Wiener Nationals. You got a big superstar vehicle with the Wienermobile. You've got fun and fan-friendly things with the concerts as well. But also, and this is one thing that's wonderful and you've done throughout your entire career, is build in a higher purpose, right? You've got all these people, you've got all this fun, let's put it to work.
Yeah, I mean, for us, you know, I look at it not only as a, it's a fun thing for me to do, but I also look how we can help the sponsors. You know, like El Bandito is coming on, El Bandito Tequila. And, you know, if you look at that, this is a great place to pick up a lot of notice for your product and product placement and branding when you got 4,000 or 5,000 people. And then just Oscar Mayer, they bring their own brand, but at the same time, it helps them too with bringing their Wienermobile out. One thing I'd like to say about the Wienermobile, it's state of the art. They got customized bucket seats, like six of them in there, the driver and the big smoke glass in it. It's awesome.
I mean, it's a celebrity. I mean, it's a vehicle, obviously, but it's a celebrity in and of itself. Is there going to be any opportunities for people to, you know, it's one thing when it's driving around leading the pack as the pace car. Are they going to be able to, is Oscar Mayer letting people kind of see it, maybe get up close and touch it, maybe some samples there?
Yes, absolutely. We got Oscar Mayer brings it in. We set in a certain place so, you know, all the race fans and the kids can come up and be a part of it, look in it, sit in it, and have fun with it. And then right at race time, we bring it out onto the track. And as it comes down the front straightaway, we have the kids up on stage singing that famous, I wish I could be an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Oh, man. Oh, that sounds great. We haven't even gotten to the race part yet. You mentioned El Bandito Yankee, the official tequila of race day. Talk a little bit about that. We've had it out at the Clash, Los Angeles, the Coliseum. It has been front and center at the Daytona 500, the Indy 500. We'll be out at Talladega as well as other races throughout the year. Like, talk about that, because hometown friends, Jim Bob Morris, one of the founders, is a friend of yours. And to have it there for the fans, too, they're going to enjoy some great tequila.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things in our business model is we have civic organizations such as the Eagles will serve the beer and the El Bandito. And this way, they can make some profit to help with their civic-minded things are. We have the 4-H serving the food. But we got a prominent spot for El Bandito and their trailer and their servers to not only have a tasting, but the true law, you got to have somebody to serve and have a license, and that would be the Eagles. So the Eagles are able to benefit from it. People can come and enjoy a nice margarita, so it should be a great day.
Yeah, some great visuals there. We'll have links and pictures up at WGNradio.com. And last thing, of course, Reed, before we let you go, we got to talk about the racing. So is it the local super late model racers that are going to be there? What are some highlights? What would you say people can be excited about and look forward to on the track?
Well, you know, we packed ours right behind the Tri-City Lucas race. Then tonight I actually race in the Diamond Nationals down at Lucas Oil Speedway down at Wheatland, Missouri. So those guys come from all over the nation, and we pick up a lot of those guys like Tyler, Mike Marler, probably Earl Pearson Jr., Chad Simpson. So we got a lot of the ones that race the Lucas Series or World of Outlaws Series will stop by to for this race. And it's really growing because people like how we do it. We have a lot of fun.
Well, the potential is there. You got those great names on the track. You got great causes. You've got that speedway, and you've got you. You got Reed Millard there as a driving, no pun intended, force for all of those things. The future is super bright. And as we let you go, like, so what do you see as the future here? You got one of the biggest names with Oscar Mayer. You got the Wienermobile as the pace car. Got a great location down there and a really excited fan base for racing. What do you see next year and going forward?
Well, we probably see 10 to 12 two-day events, like racing events, and be the late models. We're looking at getting the 410 sprints in. Would be a huge deal. There's 80 acres on the backside of our track, so we're working with our neighbors who are awesome about having camping on the backside, and that'll bring a lot of interest in. The other thing to do is have at least one concert I know. I'm good friends with Gary Sinise. I don't know if you ever heard of the Gary Sinise Foundation.
Of course.
Lieutenant Dan, so Lieutenant Dan Band on a Friday night, and we're looking to get Ted Nugent on a Saturday.
Whoa. And I mean, that's a reason right there for a destination in and of itself. Even without the racing, you add in that, you've got a recipe for not only success, but just a lot of great things happening. You mentioned those causes, too, with Gary Sinise and Lieutenant Dan Band and all the great work that they do. Man, fans have got it made. I think a lot of people are going to be making their way down to the Speedway to see you and everything that you have happening coming up over the next couple years, and of course, coming up for the Wiener Nationals. So where's like a website, or do you have social media where people people can get in on all the action, certainly see some of the races and the events and the timings and maybe even tickets for this one as we're getting super close.
Absolutely. It'll be on Flow Racing. This year we'll just stream it and through MAV TV and Flow Racing and their partnership. And then you can look on results and so forth through Randolph County Raceway on our Facebook page. We have Lake TV, which helps produce the shootout down at the Lake of the Ozarks, which is a huge boat outing and race. And so they're bringing all their cameras, and we'll catch a lot of footage and hopefully get that put up.
Wow. Okay, so lots of opportunities for people, not only those lucky ones in attendance see it in person, but also online, streaming, on TV, and all those different ways, and we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. We'll let you go. You got a lot to do, Reed Millard, and excited to see all those things that you're putting into place and on track for the fans and for the racing world. So thanks so much for what you're doing, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Hey, and thank you, guys. I got to get back to my real job as a funeral professional, but have to work this morning, but then we're back up to the track this afternoon getting ready for tomorrow night.
You never stop. Reed Millard, thanks so much, and we'll see you at the Wiener Nationals.
And we want to save you a front and center seat and out one sometime down here for it.
We'll be there.